Ron Howard, I signed up for Masterclass because a lot of my success to the degree that I've had it has just been learning for the best, studying for the best, also studying different industries that I'm involved in. And, because it's all about convergence, it's hard to be involved in just one industry because several industries impact each industry. And just being like ahead of the curve in knowledge, I mean, the only competitive business advantage nowadays is innovation. I mean, it used to be lawyers and patents, and those things are not unimportant by any means, especially in the fields that I'm in. But the ability to out-innovate is the core competency, and learning and skill building, is the core of innovation. So one of the individuals in Masterclass, and I think he's fascinating, is Ron Howard. I mean, I've been watching his Masterclass, and I just want to give a few of the takeaways that I've gotten from it so far. So I actually sent a mailing to Ron, kind of because I've been so impressed with him, and I just, I just am impressed with him. So why? So, like, I always thought that a lot of these things are more science than art. That you just kind of have a formula that kind of works. And one thing I've learned is that from a lot of successful people, including Ron Howard, is that it's more art than science. Like, he kind of talks about like a collaboration process and about an imagination process and just processes. It's almost like states of mind that he gets into that allow him to be very adaptive and almost what's the word? Where improvisational, I would say. To let kind of like the actors do their thing and learn from them. Martin Scorsese in his Masterclass says basically the same thing. Although I think Ron Howard is a little bit more structured than Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese just seems like almost totally unstructured. But and Ron Howard has like an incredible intelligence. It's like everything that he says is kind of like could be unpacked. Like he could do a sentence and it could be like a paragraph in terms of like what it means. And a paragraph could be like a page or 2 pages. Just like it has so many different layers of meaning. And you can tell when someone really understands their craft and has mastered their craft because each thing that they say kind of like integrates into the whole picture, but is very meaningful in its own right. So, in terms of this improvisation, I think that I don't even have the language. I need better language to kind of like better explain what I've gotten from Ron Howard. But I think one thing I've gotten is kind of a sense that life is not meant to be as much figured out as it is to be experienced. And that great movies and I think great lives are kind of like experiences, kind of like you just put yourself in a certain situation, a certain mindset where good things could happen. And then I think that you learn how to take advantage of those good things and how to foster them and how to repeat them. And I think that is one of the things I've learned from Ron Howard. I mean, I knew that already, but it's been reinforced a lot. Another thing I learned is just that competence matters. And I know that's kind of a basic and a given, but when you just hear somebody like Steve Martin said, so be so good that they can't ignore you. I think that, we don't live in a totally fair world, but in some sense it is a meritocracy. Like when you listen to these really, really, really accomplished people, they understand things that other people don't. And sometimes it's process related, sometimes it's mindset related. Like I was listening to Sarah Blakely also on, who created Spanx, and she talks a lot about her mindset and how that contributed to her success. I think that a lot of this is kind of like osmosis. Like they say, your culture, your upbringing influences you a lot. Some people more than others, because some people, you can have two siblings, identical or not, that, doesn't have to be twins, that grow up in the same household, and they could be much different. One could be much more impacted by their surroundings and the other less so or whatever. There's a certain amount of resilience that's kind of innate to a human being. Some people have more of it than others. I mean, it could also be developed resilience, but some people just naturally, you could just put them in any kind of environment. They say some people, the most resilient people, they just attract what they need to be successful. And if they can't attract it, then they create it. And I think, Ron Howard strikes me as one of those people. He just seems like the kind of person who enjoys being in different kind of situations, different kind of stories, and just kind of like figuring it out. Like Marie Folio, she famously says that things are figure outable. And Ron Howard just strikes me as that. He strikes me as a person that's very like I can figure this out. And it's not just me figuring it out, it's kind of like a team figuring it out. And he just seems like he's enjoying the journey. And it's kind of like, he seems kind of like starry-eyed adventure. Like, he talks about being an actor, a child actor, but it just kind of seems, he seems like an incredibly regular person who has made the most of his incredible experiences and hasn't really, you know, gone to his head.